Welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. This nationally recognized, award-winning podcast is hosted by the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program. Our educators share research knowledge with individuals, families, and communities to improve quality of life.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Facts. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Hunter, Assistant Director for Family Consumer Sciences Extension at the University of Kentucky. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Dr. Heather Norman Burdoff, Extension Specialist for Food and Nutrition, and Lauren Beatty, a registered dietitian and program coordinator with the Food is Health Alliance here at the University of Kentucky. Welcome, Heather and Lauren.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So today's topic is food as health, meeting health needs through food security. And we always hear about nutrition and the idea of health. And some of the common buzzword phrases that have recently been used are food is health and food is medicine. Could we unpack those before we get into the work of the Food as Health Alliance here at UK?
Absolutely. This is a great place to start. What we know is that dietary choices are the number one risk factor for chronic disease. And in the US, 7 out of 10 leading causes of death are directly related to diet. And this is largely because risk factors like high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and high cholesterol are all connected to the foods we eat. And we have some really good science to show that specific food choices can prevent or help manage these risk factors that are linked to certain health conditions. So Food as Health is essentially respecting and recognizing the important role nutrition and diet is playing with our overall health and well-being. Now, the concept of food as health or food as medicine also respects the fact that sometimes the food choices people have are limited, and that where we live, work, play, even pray impacts our health through food access and our ability to afford food to begin with. So in Kentucky, food insecurity, which essentially means not having access to or the ability to afford nutritious foods, largely contributes to diet-sensitive chronic conditions. And because of the known health outcomes that are observed among both children and adults, food insecurity is now recognized as a leading nutrition-related healthcare issue that we need to pay attention to, especially here in Kentucky.
So how does that line up with the Food as Health Alliance? And could you tell us more about the Alliance and the work they do?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The Food as Health Alliance here at UK is new. We were just established in January of this year, so January 2023. We recognized how much great work at UK was being done across the board when it came to nutrition, food, health, and agriculture. We wanted to synergize all of this great work and create new opportunities for collaboration. The Alliance brings all of that work together in innovative ways to help people across the Commonwealth with nutrition and food security. So we seek to bring together clinical and community research spanning across agriculture, food, and health to address food insecurity and diet-related chronic diseases. Specifically, we are creating synergy within this space by bringing together researchers, clinicians, community partners, food commodity producers, healthcare partners, and students to explore innovative strategies to improve patient clinical outcomes and the health of Kentuckians.
Great. So what are the overall goals of the Food as Health Alliance, and what are you working to achieve?
The Alliance has 4 pillars: research, policy, training, and community outreach. We believe all of these components are critical to addressing the issue of how food insecurity is impacting chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure. Our research is looking for the most effective strategies for providing nutritious food to people who need assistance managing these conditions. We're also working to train healthcare providers on screening for food insecurity and the steps that they can take to help someone who is food insecure. We also want people to feel empowered to make nutritious food choices that they can afford within their communities. Our community outreach pillar hopes to provide them with the tools and information they need to make the best decisions for their health within the limits of their budget and access. Finally, our long-term goal is to enact large policy changes that make it easier for people to access nutritious foods when preventing or managing diet-sensitive conditions. We're working on everything from the big picture to very small steps and everything in between.
And Jennifer, I can say as an Extension specialist that Extension is directly benefiting from the work of the Food is Health Alliance. Specifically, the Food is Health Alliance is partnering with FCS Extension to provide tools and resources to better meet the needs of Kentucky communities, especially for people who are trying to prevent or manage chronic diet-sensitive health conditions like diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure, while also respecting limited resources and food access issues that a lot of our Kentucky communities are experiencing.
So what are some resources the Food is Health Alliance has to support people making food choices out in Kentucky communities?
While we're always working to add more resources, already we have a lot of great things available to the community. On our website, we have dozens of recipes for managing diet-related chronic diseases, as well as weekly meal plans, shopping lists, and tips for managing your food budget. We also have social media where we post weekly recipe videos and other fun nutrition-related content. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and we can also provide links in the show notes that will take people directly to our community resources and our recipes.
Yes, thank you, Lauren. I do want to mention for our listeners that if they are seeking more information, that in the show notes, we have linked the homepage to Food is Health, as well as the community resources page. And as you mentioned, the recipes and cooking videos. Lauren and Heather, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing about the Food is Health Alliance.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Talking Facts. We deliver programs focusing on nutrition, health, resource management, family development, and civic engagement. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or a show topic idea, leave a like and a comment on Facebook at UKFCSEXT or send us an email at UKFCSEXT@uky.edu. Visit us online at fcs.uky.edu to learn more about the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program, or contact your local Extension agent for Family and Consumer Sciences. We build strong families. We build Kentucky. It starts with us.